Okay, we're group six, and that was Mark, Deanna, Mike, Judy, Mike, and I'm David. And we're in the stretch here along Quinn Street, the old BSNF rail line that heads off down underneath 705. And so we call it the Prairie Line Connector, because the history, of course, for those history buffs, the original train station for Tacoma Passenger Station was just where the Milgard Foundation building is. That was actually the original site of the station, so that's where people used to come into Tacoma. And this was one of the original rail lines, so we thought, well, that's a really an important history piece that we need to accentuate. And so we could even call it the Prairie Line Linear Park, the PLLP. So, what do we like best about it? Well, it's a great connector. This is that octopus tentacle that's coming out from the park, and hopefully it's meeting one coming up from the Theopas, because this is really a great connection to the Theopas. And for those of you who've heard me on my soapbox before, the Foss needs more connection to the city, so we see that as being a really, really great advantage. The proximity to TAM right here, it's sitting right here. We're walking along the building. There's great artwork. That's those ceramics that are along the fence. The history of the site, as I said before, and it still has that empty canvas potential. It says it's not encumbered as of yet. The leased items, it's noisy. It's noisy on kind of both ends. It's got Pacific Avenue noise here, and then it gets a little quiet as you walk down, but as you get down near 705, you get all the freeway noise. It's unkept, it's not maintained. There's some beautiful trees there, but sorry, Bill Evans, but you know, sometimes those trees actually block the view and the connector down, so it's actually screening the fact that is a way down to the Foss. It's not real pedestrian friendly, although we did see two pedestrians other than ourselves, so. But the cars definitely rule that stretch of Hood Street. And somewhat of unknown ownership. There are people who are looking at purchasing. BSNF owns it now, you know, city right of way. Not sure what's happening, but we see that as being, it could either go either way. It'd be in the best ideas that there's partners out there that could be part of this, but right now it's a little unknown. So the chief improvements, increase the pedestrian lighting. It's dark, there are no really lights along there. Possibly make it a one-way street, just make it one way down to the Foss. It becomes a bit narrower then, people can slow down. We figure once you're down to the Foss, you can figure your way out, you know, but this way you get them there quickly. Clean up the landscaping. There's some great kind of art, bits of railroad artifacts, accoutrement that's kind of laying around there. Well, maybe that's something that could be put into a piece of artwork, or explain the history of the site. There's also the public art, 13th and A Street. There's that multicolored train artwork, which a lot of people don't see. Well, maybe it should be really relocated down here to kind of work with the art museum, with the train history of the line, and also something you can see from the park, so that it's something that's like, wow, there's something over there to take a look at, rather than, you know, seeing it as you go flying out of town. Wayfinding, especially for, you know, this is a main connector down to the Foss, so, you know, big arrow kind of pointing to Foss or something. And again, I said the history of the site. Some more inexpensive ones, well, maybe not inexpensive, but using the art museum wall as a film's scrim for screening movies could be something that's projected onto the building or onto a giant screen. Could have a radio connector. You bring your radio down to the Pacific Plaza and tune into the screening. Maybe run a caboose up the old line and have it be a kind of coffee. We said cafe, but we didn't want to compete with the art museum, but maybe it's just a little coffee shop. Another idea is having a small play area that's right there. Put a screening wall, low screening wall, sitting wall to Pacific, that actually kids can have some place to kind of play. Again, the Foss artifacts. Well, this is an idea of maybe bringing some of the Foss artifacts, as you see along the Esplanade, up to this part, to be that tentacle coming up from there to kind of say, hey, there's more going on. Benches would be nice. I don't think you would need defibrillators halfway down because the walk up is pretty shallow, so it is a nice grade, obviously, the rail line. And then maybe outdoor game center. That's another idea for this area. City wall or something to put outdoor chess boards, those type of things. When you started spending money, and we did not cross-fertilize with Group 8, so I'm just letting you know that, we thought a skate park under 705. So that halfway between here and Thea Foss, you come underneath, it's almost like a Fremont Bridge feel to it. And rather than putting a troll there, maybe that's a place to actually have a skateboard park that's covered, because you got the 705 there. I'm sure DOT would love it. and so that was an idea. This is, we're talking on the east side. Two-sided pedestrian. Right now, you only walk along that side down. And then here's this beautiful artwork that was put on the fencing that in order to see, you have to stand in the street to look at. By going to a one-way street, we could gain pedestrian walkways on both sides, and maybe that starts to become more of a interactive with the art museum to the point of maybe having, like we talked about, the Group A talked about the graphic or graffiti. Maybe there's an art wall that runs along the art museum that can be used for rotating or for kids or some way to express art. And maybe even we're thinking of the Parisian art boxes along the Seine, where people have little vendor boxes. And so when there's events going on, they would be able to rent those out and be really that connector. One imagines tall ships and then people coming up along there to an event here that ties in with the tall ships, and it'd be great activity. And then traffic calming. Possibly taking out a lane or some parking just along this end node here so that it becomes closer to the plaza and helps to solve that. We kind of lose it down to one lane anyways just before at 17th. So continue that one lane until you just get past this connector and then you can go to 2. And then all the other groups that we can coordinate with, and if, let's see, how's this work? If BSNF could coordinate with the Foss Waterway, they could be the BSNF FWDA PLLP. That's great. That's wonderful. Thank you.